Ketchum City Council hopeful Mickey Garcia tries to ease the tension at a recent candidate forum with a joke.
Welcome to Fear and Loathing in Politics, Ketchum style.
Loathing may be too strong a word for the 11 people crowded hip to hip on the stage of Ketchum's community theater. A woman in the audience whispers, "I can't believe they made her sit by him." Each candidate lists pros or cons of having a city manager instead of a mayor.
I do believe in the council manager form of government.
Changing our form of government is expensive and risky.
If voters say yes to the manager system, then the five candidates who get the most votes November 8th become Ketchum's government. Those councilors then hire a manager to run the town's daily operations. There could also be a mayor, although the duties would largely be ceremonial. Supporters say the system will make Ketchum less politicized. Opponents translate that as less democratic. Supporters say it works better.
I don't think you can ever find a mayor that would be as qualified as a paid, educated, skilled city manager.
Annie Korok started the petition to put the initiative on the ballot. She and her committee have blanketed the town with vote yes signs. Korok says having a city manager would save money by making things more efficient. But Ketchum City Council President Larry Helzel says switching would cost more money. He says the city already has an administrator who's very busy.
We are going to add to those responsibilities the 30 or so hours a week that the mayor now spends running the city. And that's just impossible. You know, the whole city would blow up. It's just too big of a job for one person. So we're going to have to hire additional staff, staff that we don't need now.
The current city administrator is Gary Marks. Helzel and Korok think if voters approve a city manager-led government, Marks will get the job. He seems to be the only person in this debate everyone likes. From the coffee shop where Helzel sits, two vote no signs are visible. They're all over town. Helzel explains who's responsible for those.
Representatives from REP, the Wood River Economic Partnership, people from the hotel development area, some of the incumbents are advising them.
Helzel describes the current city government as pro-business. After losing several development prospects in the economic downturn, they've struck a deal with developers to build a new luxury hotel called the Bald Mountain Lodge. But it's in limbo right now, and the developers have said in local newspaper articles they're concerned about any big changes to Ketchum's government. Annie Korok says she doesn't like the way the city has dealt with the developers. Neither does Ed Simon. Simon, a former Ketchum mayor, works with Korok on her effort to change city government. Simon rattles off council decisions he says citizens don't like. He starts at leasing city property to Starbucks and ends with hotel developments.
People were unhappy, and there's been a sentiment that when the public goes to a city council meeting, that the decision has already been made.
Council President Larry Helzel says he knows about the discontent.
There are a number of people in town who object to some of the policies of this particular mayor and council over the last 4 years. How policy is made is not an issue of the form of government. The policy is made by people.
The day of the candidate forum, the local paper, the Idaho Mountain Express, published an op-ed from Jack Barito. He's the project developer of the Bald Mountain Lodge. Barito blasted Simon and Korok in the op-ed. He says the change of government proposal is a veiled attempt to recall the mayor and council. Larry Helzel agrees.
The people responsible for getting this on the ballot are people who have been unsuccessful in recent elections. And so I think that part of it is they feel that in a wholesale deal where you're going to have a ballot that says there's 13 candidates and vote for five, that they would have a better chance.
There are 13 names on the ballot, including the mayor, incumbent councilors, and challengers, all going for the same five positions. And Annie Korok has run unsuccessfully for city council a couple of times.
Would I like to serve my community? Absolutely, you know, and I'm serving it in a different way right now. So, no, it's not sour grapes. I don't carry that kind of a grudge.
Korok isn't running this time around. Ed Simon isn't running either.
If the election chooses the five incumbents and the initiative is passed, we still believe we'll have a better and more effective government.
If voters turn down the idea for a city manager form of government, nothing happens. The current government stays in place. But the initiative has shaken up what would otherwise be a normal election year. Two council seats would have been on the ballot this time around. Now there will be a special election next spring for those seats if the change in government doesn't happen. I'm Adam Cotterell, KBSX News.